Anathan is Ishvara himself. The moment you recognize that the inner being is Arunachala himself, that which is expressing in you as I is Ishvara. You don't need much sadhana for it. If you have bhakti, Bhagavan says in his Arunachala Pancharatnam, Arunachala, you are dancing in my heart as I. That is enough. Nrityasi bho, aham iti nrityasi bho, te vadanti hridayam nama. Bhagavan says, Arunachala, you are dancing in my heart as I. When a devotee listens to this, Bhagavan's own words, that should be enough for us. Because when Bhagavan tells you that the I in you is Ishvara himself, Arunachala himself. If we have real trust in Bhagavan, we should accept. That is why Shankaracharya in one of his shlokas said, Deshikoktya Shivoham. He said, my master told me that I am Shiva. What is your experience? It doesn't matter. My experience doesn't matter. It is insignificant because I don't know. He knows. His words, by the power, authority of his words, I know that I am Brahman. So that is another way of taking it. Arul, that grace. So, now we come to the point, the deep sleep, when you experience that fulfillment, when you wake up, you want to go back. You have to catch hold of that taste. When you wake up, you come to this world with innumerable varieties. So many things are waiting for you. Starting from coffee or tea, many things are waiting for you. But in that state, you are not getting anything. Are you getting anything? See, this is the grace of Divine Mother, Shruti. You have to just receive it, that is all. The greatest teaching is already given to you. Bhagavan had a death experience, but not even in one place in all his literature, Bhagavan has told his disciples that you should get death experience. He only said, what I got in death experience is every day happening to you. It is not by death experience Bhagavan realized. Only by doing vichara Bhagavan realized. The state that you have, that he had in the death experience, every day you get in deep sleep. It is every day, it is giving you that teaching that you don't need anything to be happy. What great relief. You don't even need yourself to be happy. Your own individual sense is not necessary to be happy. Because happiness is the source from where this individual sense arises. When it merges, that happiness is there. You call it happiness. The problem with seekers is, happiness means eating something or seeing some cinema or listening to some music. With that thrill, when you compare this joy which you get in deep sleep, you feel confused. That is why many people say, there is no joy there. That is why you have to explore by doing this experiment. Suddenly when you wake up, You have to wake up by 5 o'clock, you woke up by 2 o'clock. And look at the timepiece. You have 3 more hours to sleep. Your joy arises from the heart. See, this is the thing. See, why do you laugh? Why? All this 15 or more than 40 minutes have failed to make you laugh. Now, why did you laugh? From where does that laughter arise? That is the source of jnanam. That laughter is realization. See, that laughter is realization because momentarily you understood that joy. You recollected that joy. You had the recollection of that state where the body is not, the world is not, the mind is not, personality is not, imaginary God is not. And you don't lack anything. And in fact, that gave you greatest something. Some release. That is why when you look at the timepiece, first you bless that timepiece. Then you go back. Every talk I tell this, because unless you look at that moment, this breakthrough will not happen. Because that is the only authentic state universally got by all, where we know that we are there without body. We are there without the so-called ego. Ego has a go there. It goes only in that state. So when you recollect that state, which is mere sad existence, but although you experience it, you will come to know it only when you listen to it from a master. That is the anomaly of it. Shankaracharya himself in one of his bhashyam says, Janan ajanascha sarvo jantuhu sad brahmaiva. Knowingly or unknowingly, everyone is that, but when he listens to it, Shrutva Vedanta Vakya Jnata Acharyat Sad Brahmaiva Ahamasmi Iti Pratibuddhyate. He comes to know that I am Brahman. Till then, that recognition is not happening. In Bhagavan's case, Arunachaleshwara gave him that teaching. Bhagavan in Aksharamanamalai, innumerable places. Actually, Aksharamanamalai is Bhagavan's song about his guru. How his guru gave him that teaching. It is not simply a devotee singing about God. It is the expression of Bhagavan, where Bhagavan tells how Arunachala gave him that experience, that teaching. The moment Bhagavan came to Trivandrumalai, Bhagavan says, I looked at the hill and Arunachala asked me, who is looking at me? This teaching was given by Arunachala. Kandavan yavan ena karuthirunnada. Kandavan indridan indradu kandeen. Bhagavan says, the question arose, who is looking? That is what Bhagavan was all his life. He gave us the teaching which he got from Arunachala. He transmitted the same teaching. Arunachala transmitted that teaching in silence. Sollamal solli. Bhagavan says, without opening the mouth, he transmitted that teaching to me. That I am the truth. My own existence has no boundary. Yellai arattan olirum. Yellai arattan olirum. This body cannot create a border to this I. The existence, the experience of one's own I am is boundless. And that boundlessness you are experiencing in deep sleep. And the beauty is, there is no experiencer there. Experiencer comes only in waking state. That experience without this I is the sign of Lord's compassion, universal compassion. Every day He takes you and makes you merge with Him, keeps you as Himself and leaves you out. There you are not experiencing Him, He is experiencing Himself. Then the question will come, then why we did not become jnanis? We were jnana swarupa in that state, but the person who woke up is different. That time you were jnana only, Brahman only. The moment you woke up, this I lost sight of that source. It got estranged from that divine source. So again, to make you aware, acclimatize with that source, make you consciously abide in that source, Bhagavan tells, go back to that source. Merge there. Become one with it. Don't try to experience it as you experience some chocolate or some cinema or some music. Don't try to experience it like that. Because the moment the river goes and merges with the ocean, it becomes ocean. Yatha nadyasyandamanaham samudre astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya tata vidvan namarupad vimuktah paratparam purusham upaiti divyam. Generally I chant lot of mantras, Upanishads, but when I see so many Westerners, I'm lessening it. But it doesn't matter, because even Indians also, they will not understand, most of them. So it doesn't matter. They also listen because it is Upanishad, it is mantra, they listen with the same joy. So you can also listen. It is the Mundaka Upanishad. The Upanishad says, when the river goes and merges with the ocean, it loses its name, form, everything and becomes one with the ocean. Yatha nadyaha syandamanaha, the flowing rivers, samudre astam gacchanti, goes and merges in the samudra, in the ocean, and loses everything, its individual sense. In losing one's individuality is your victory. You come to own it, you come to experience God. In the process, you are finished. It is like a salt doll taking a dip in ocean. It's over. So here, the 28th verse, Bhagavan says, Arunachala, I thought that you are a very delicious food. So I came rushing to experience you. But you swallowed me. And now peace alone is there. Only peace is there. Shapadunai sharndu unavayen shantamai povan Arunachala. This is the verse, 28th verse. Shapad unnai, considering you as food for me. as a delicious food. See, food means anything that you want to experience, consume, either through the eyes or the ears. Ahriyate iti ahara shabdadi vishaya vijnanam bhoktuhu bhogaya. Shankaracharya says, anything that you take through the senses is ahara, food. And you want to eat through the eyes, through the ears, through the mouth. It's all eating. Experiencing. Want to delight. And Bhagavan says, I wanted to experience you. Because God, Ishvara, is the greatest delight. We have heard it is the greatest joy. The Upanishad gives the description. It is 100 times more than the human joy, 100 times more than the joy experienced by devas. Like that it multiplies. But it is just to give you a glimpse that it is not the joy which you conceive. The frog who was born and brought up inside a well, how can it conceive about ocean? One day, another frog somehow jumped into that well. And this frog inside, it asked, where are you coming from? That frog said, I am coming from ocean. This frog asked, what is ocean? He said, it's big. Unconceivably big. It's full of water. This frog, which was born and brought up inside that small well, it said, how can anything be bigger than this well? Nothing can be bigger than this well, because, see, this is the boundary. Then that frog said, see, you look at that sky above. You can only compare the ocean with that sky. You know what the well frog said? Oh, that sky is only inside my well. Because when you look from inside the well, that sky is only inside the parapet wall. Like that, when you see the eye, it is lodged inside me. The experience of I, the aham, is only inside the body, in the heart center. But when you go near it, it is like looking at Arunachala from distance. It's only speck. When we go out of Arunachala, when we come back, we will be straining our eyes whether we are able to see, get a glimpse of Arunachala from distance. It will be small speck. But you come near, you come here and start climbing, you become a speck inside it. Like that, this experience of aham, this I, it is the smallest thing in your mind also. In English, smallest alphabet, I. But when you go and become one with it, when you seek it, what this I is, what this experience is, what this I am is, you stay with it, you pay attention and abide in that existence as I am, as that consciousness. You merge there. So Bhagavan here says, Arunachala, I wanted to experience you. I wanted to taste you. But you swallowed me. Many places Bhagavan has repeated this. In Arunachala Pancharatnam also Bhagavan says, you swallowed me, my body, this world, everything. And now you reign within me. As I. as Jnana Swarupa. Shapadu unnai sharndu, I came near you. I wanted to experience. All of us has come with that. All of us from various parts of the world have assembled here. Perhaps imagining that we are going to get something. Many seekers, they also ask how many days it will take to realize. Because many, even to Bhagavan, in talks you can see some devotee asking, Bhagavan, how many days it will take? Bhagavan asked him, why are you asking? Because I have to go back. Before that, I have to realize. What are you going to do after that? And Bhagavan said, what is realization? The self is already real. It is the only truth, reality. And what is icing it? What are you going to realize? So you want to own it like any great achievement. And you don't know that the bubble can own the ocean only by dying. The bubble can own the ocean only by bursting, by becoming one with the ocean. So when you come, naturally every seeker come with this dualistic state. In Shankaracharya, in one of his commentaries, is giving a Purva Paksha, opponent side. The questioner asks that the Upanishads, the scriptures, they first give you the teaching of Dvaita, then only they give you the teaching of Advaita. And Shankaracharya answers, he says, Dvaita is not, it is not necessary to teach you Dvaita. No scripture is needed for teaching Dvaita because we already know it. It is our genetic problem. We are born with that problem. That I, he, you, everything. Till we analyze what this I is, Advaita is not going to come to you. We have just accepted there is a I, there is a you. Right? But actually, is there a you? See, there is one word which has no meaning. In any language, one word has no meaning. You know what that word is? It is, when I say I, it is only I. When I say mic, it is only this mic. When I say book, it is only book. But when I tell you, you, what is your experience? How do you make meaning of it? You make it, you understand it as you. When I tell you, you, meaning comes to you as I. Right? When this word you is used, there is no meaning for you. The meaning is only I. So, the moment you move away from I, many things appear as if they are not I, but they are also I. The first appearance is this you, and this you has no existence apart from I. Only thing that you can experience is this I. And you want to experience anything other than you, other than one's own self, it is going to be illusory. In dream you experience many things. You have the same pleasure that you have in waking state, you have in dream, without any objects. I wanted to have very tasty food. I got it in dream with the same taste which I can get in waking state, I experience in dream, but there are no stuffs. Only I exist inside that room. The food is me, the eater is me, the taste is me, the plate is me. I alone is the object which became everything. The light with which I saw that dream is also me. I alone became everything in that dream. Like that in waking state also there is no difference, only the self is there, it has become everything. But this understanding, this recognition of the truth, this conviction, unless it comes, you want to experience God also as an object. As a separate thing. As a magnificent, majestic experience. Something new. And with that expectation of thrill, you come to Guru. Arunachaleshwara is Guru. And when you go there, you want to experience him, but you know what happens? He just swallows you. Muruganath Swami, in his commentary to this verse, he said, he quoted one verse of Alvar, a Vaishnava devotee. He also, Namalvar, he says, Parikya unnakkandeni, he says, when I went to see Vishnu, that Narayana there, was so delightfully beautiful, I wanted to swallow him. See, even with children we say, when they are delightfully beautiful, you feel like you want to swallow them. Even Bhagavan Muruganar says, Parigalamina manida padivam. That form came as if you want to swallow it. It's so much beauty, so much divine beauty. So when this devotee saw the Lord in that form, he wanted to swallow him, but he says, the moment I went near him, he swallowed me. He just swallowed me. And here also Bhagavan gives the same upama. He says, I came to Arunachala to experience him, but Arunachala swallowed me. And swallowed me means what? What now? What is now remaining? He alone is. I don't exist. And in another song, Bhagavan praised Arunachala. Please give me that state where you alone exist. I don't exist. Ekanai vari needuri. The state where I as a separate individual is torturous. It is samsara. Make me forget this sense I. See, forgetfulness is also a power. Nothing is wrong. As remembrance is a power of the self, so too forgetfulness is also a power. You have to use it in forgetting your individual sense. Unless you, the only power which can help you ultimately to have that completion is forgetting your individual sense. This forgetting, matta smritihi jnanam apohanam cha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the power of remembering and forgetting comes from me. Sometimes many things, thank God we forget. Our purva janma also,
We forget, that is why we are happy now. Otherwise, you just think about it, all things you are remembering. Past life, as a monkey in Ramanashram. Somewhere, something, some creature, some terrible human being, something you remember, all peace is gone. Now we think we are very good sadhagas. I come to Ramanashram and meditate. Then suddenly you remember last birth you were Hitler. What will happen? All peace is gone. So forgetfulness is Ishvara's grace. And that is also a power of the self. A real sadhaka ultimately employs that power to forget his individual sins. The moment you forget your individual sins consciously, you will come to know that you are Ishvara. Jeevatvirayum paratvirayum sher tirukkapidithondraki bhavathil nindru tanai marandu paramagi paluthu tanithu vittan. It's a beautiful verse. I cannot express it in English. It's very difficult. And a devotee saw Bhagavan, he says, Bhagavan is like a ripe, delicious, sweet fruit. And how that fruit became so sweet, he says, first he recognized what is this jiva, this individual sense. Then he recognized that para, that state where this individual sense is not operating, that Brahman. Then he recognized that both are same. And remained in that bhavasthiti, that oneness. For prolonged period, he remained in that oneness. And the ultimate magic is, ultimately, he used that power of forgetting. He forgot completely the other Venkatraman, that the old sense, the individual person, completely, tracelessly it was forgotten. Tanai marandu. And what remained? Paramagi. That Ishvara, that Shiva, that Arunachala alone was there. Pajut became ripe, sweet, dripping sweetness. Pajut tanittu vittan. He did not give up the world. He just got dropped from the tree of samsara as a sweet fruit. He became one with Brahman, remained as Brahman, and as Brahman, he remained no more in Vangatraman, no more this I, no more this ego sense, no more this personal self. How this magic happened, how this personal self, although you know the truth, although you have listened to it, although you meditate, the moment you wake up from meditation, this individual sense comes. And after all, what is this individual sense? You know that it is only a thought. You know that it is only made of mind stuff. All these things you know. How to remove it? The only power that can remove it, any thought, any emotion, you remove by forgetting. And this, forgetting this individual sense completely is the greatest demonstration of grace. When it operates, you completely give it up. No more this I, and the I is He. It is Ishvara. So there is no experiencer and experience. This I became a food to that inner being. This eater and the food is within. Outwardly you don't know what happens. When you come and sit before Bhagavan, the inner self swallows the inner ego. That is Shaktipata. In waking state, consciously, the inner being swallows everything. See, every day in deep sleep, when you sleep, the inner being is swallowing. What you call as sleep is nothing but the swallowing of the inner being. Sakalamum vijungum kathiroli ina mana jalajamalarthi idarunachala. Naksharamadamale Bhagavan says, Sakalamum vijungum. He just swallows everything. But somehow that power of Maya, you don't know what happens. But in the presence of the Master, in Guru, sometimes you are awake, you are alert, you are conscious. The same magic happens. The inner being wakes up. Jalaja malartid. That inner flower blooms. The inner being consciously swallows everything. Kabalida ghana vishwarupa. He just swallows the world, swallows the body. Swallows everything. That is Arunachala Swarupa. Arunachala is a swallower. In Malayalam, there is a beautiful verse by one great sage, Narayana Guru. And he came to see Maharshi. He wrote, he said, Eduttuni viyungi enna indriyangalodudan nadichidum namashivaya nayaka namo namas. The moment I came here, you took me and swallowed me, and you alone danced inside me as namashivaya, namashivaya, namashivaya. Whether you call it Namashivaya or Aham, it is same. It's only expression. He says, Arunachala, you swallowed me and danced inside me as Namashivaya, Namashivaya, Namashivaya. Nadichidum Namashivaya, Nayaka Namo Namah. So that great cosmic dance is always happening inside us. And satsang, when you come to a satsang, when you come to a sacred presence, the swallowing has to happen. That is the impact, that is the effect of it. Something, a power which can make the mind, ego, abide, subside. That quietening comes from that power. Shapa adunai shand unavayen shantamai povan Arunachala. Bhagavan says, Arunachala, now shanti alone is. And the real shanti, real peace is realization. Peace is the nature of the self. Peace is mukti. Peace is jnanam. Peace is liberation. This is Bhagavan's words. Bhagavan says, Shantitam mukti, shantitam jnanam, shantiye atma sakshatkaram. So that amaiti, in Tamil we say amaiti. That shanti is when the mind becomes quiet. In talks, in one place Bhagavan says, stillness is realization. Not the stillness you make, but the stillness of the self. When you come to recognize that still beingness, that mauna, that mahamauni is the atma. Atma is mahamauni, the great silent being. When you touch that center, His silence slowly seeps through your mind. It is not the silence that you create, but it's the silence of Shiva. It percolates through the mind, through the body, through the words, through your life. With all the cacophony, turbulence in life, that silence will be there inside it. You need not seek outer silence. Karpol maunam, says Bhagavan. Simply stone-like silence. No. With all the turbulence, turmoil of life, that is there inside. Once you know that, He alone is everything. Once you know that, He is there in you as your own self, and with that light you look outside, everything is Atman, everyone is Atman. Tvam stri, tvam pumanasi, tvam kumara utava kumari, tvam jirno dandena vanchasi, tvam jato bhavasi, vishvato mukaha. The Upanishad says, the Rishi, when he woke up from that state, he just delightfully expresses, O Lord, you are the woman, you are the man. You are the old man walking with the walking stick. You are the child. Tvam stri, tvam pumanasi, tvam kumara, utava, kumari. You are the boy, you are the girl. Tvam jirno, dandena vanchasi. As an old man walking with a walking stick, you come before me. Jato bhavasi vishvato mukaha. You are the universal being. And you can just imagine a parrot fluttering, just swiftly flying before that sage, and he says, Neelav patango harito lohitakshaha. That green parrot, O Lord, is you. And suddenly a lightning appears and rain starts, and he says, Tadit garbaha, that megha, that cloud filled with water, O Lord, is your form, and this rain is your form, this water is you, says the Rishi in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So that joy of oneness, and you know that everything is Atman, the entire universe is nothing but the self, and that oneness, that new way of experiencing, not experiencing as I, you, I and another thing, aham idam. Here you experience everything as you, as Advaita, and that joy, that completion, that wholeness is shanti. Real peace is, it is something which cannot be disturbed by any element, because there is no person to disturb. The second person can never come inside, because there is nobody. That is why Janaka, when he realized that Advaita state, he says, I am always in forest, I am always in Ekanta. Even in the palace, I am so peaceful, so quiet, because I am always in Ekanta. Aho, jana samuhe pina dvaitam pashyato mama advaitamiva sambrittam kvaratim aranyamiva sambrittam kvaratim karavanyaham. As if I am in a peaceful jungle, I experience that joy even in the palace with so many innumerable objects of senses around. I am not disturbed because I know that self alone is. That Atman alone is. And that knowledge of the self is shanti. Ignorance of the self is mind. Mind means misapprehension of the self. Body means misapprehension of the self. The moment you misapprehend a rope as a snake, all problem comes. So misapprehension of the reality is mind, is body. The moment you recognize what it is, right apprehension, right understanding, right recognition, you know that God alone is, Arunachala alone is, Ishvara alone is. He has become everything. That is Shivajnanam. Now we have Jivajnanam. In Tamil, this Jiva and Shiva has only, you have to just cut that G, become G, it becomes Shiva. In Tamil, both are same. Both are made by Sha only. One, Shivan and Shivan. They call it a Shivan. In Sanskrit, we will not accept. It is a wrong pronunciation, we will say. But in Tamil, they will call it Shivan and Shivan. So Jiva, when you know what it is Shiva. It is Purnavastu. When you know what this I is, the I is Arunachala. It is Bhagavan. It is Sadguru. It is Ishvara. Ishvaro Guruho Atmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyomavad Vyapta Dehaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. That Dakshinamurti is Vyomavad Vyapta Deha. He is infinite, boundless like the space. So that Dakshinamurti alone appears as the master, as the Sadguru, and gives us the teaching where Bhagavan has given us this. We will continue it tomorrow. Today we have one small function of Bhagavan's Ulladin Arpade, that 40 verses. Formerly I wrote a commentary on it in Malayalam, then it was translated to Tamil. Now we have brought it originally in English. We cannot say it is completely a translation. It is redone in English. So that book has come today to ashram. But we have retained that Sanskrit name as Swatmasukhi. Commentary on Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi's Ulladin Arpade, 40 verses in English. So the name is Swatmasukhi. Now Ramanashram President Sundaranna will release it by giving one copy to Ganeshan and KVS. They are here. So, vandurta na book. Vandurta. Navak. Bilicham. Anilji. Anna, thank you. Anna. Anna.